It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials have confirmed they are looking into first responders' use of ketamine after the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Last summer, McClain went into cardiac arrest after police attempted to take him into custody and paramedics injected him with ketamine in the ambulance. Since June of this year, state officials say they've been flooded with complaints about ketamine and have launched an investigation. State officials regulate the use of ketamine in pre-hospital settings and told CPR that it has been used 902 times since 2018. About 16% of those administrations had complications, according to state data. McClain's death has helped inspire a national movement against police brutality. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
People in Basalt will have to wear masks in public for another 3 months. The Aspen Times reports the town council has been approving a resolution requiring face coverings on a month-by-month basis since spring. Now it will extend through late October. Council says they can rescind the order if the public health situation gets better. In Congress, Colorado Democratic Representative Joe Neguse and Attorney General Bill Barr exchanged words at a Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday. Neguse questioned Barr on some of his past statements, including one about the White House's cooperation with the special counsel's office, and it got heated.
I have another question for you. On June 19th of 2020...
Actually, I need to answer that question.
Mr. Attorney General, you did answer the question.
No, you I'll said under penalty of perjury. I'm going to answer the damn question, okay?
You said the answer is what you said.
Democrats questioned Barr on a number of issues, from systemic racism in policing to voter fraud. Experts are anticipating a busy wildfire season in Colorado, but pandemic restrictions might make it difficult to get trained disaster volunteers from other states to help out. The Red Cross of Colorado has put out a call for local volunteers to train ahead in case of an emergency in the state. Fire danger could be rising for parts of Colorado as the weather turns sunny and hotter. That's around Grand Junction and the Western Slope today and through the week. Again, Metro Denver and the Front Range have another chance for rain this evening and for the next few days. Highs near 90 in Denver this afternoon, mid-80s in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.